please.
Case number 10635, Sue Scrapper, south of Route 54, east of Wilson Avenue, being Lot 3, Block 3 within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Okay. Can you come up here, sir, and be sworn in first, please?
Your name and address for the record, please.
38178 Dockside Drive, Shelbyville, Delaware, 19975.
What was your
Ralph
name?
Ralph Picard.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this evening?
Yes. I represent Mrs. Scrapper, who is intending to build a home in Cape Windsor. And in the currently in the planning stages, and it was somewhat confusing as to what the permissible setbacks are, front and side and rear. And so my application that's before you identifies some setbacks that, if granted, would permit her to build the house that she would like to build and a house that would be upon her down the road when she moves out of that would provide her with an equal opportunity for a price on the home that is afforded to those in Cape Windsor currently with houses that are have setbacks front, side, and rear that are similar or greater than what I've proposed. In general, the issue comes up with in particular, the side setbacks. The Cape Windsor's setbacks, as I understand it, in the covenants are not identical to what the county setbacks are. And I could not determine whether or not those setbacks are 5 feet and 10 feet on the sides or 5 feet and 5 feet. Mm-hmm. So that's an issue that goes into some of the proposed variances that I've proposed.
Okay, so who obtained the permits?
I'm sorry?
Who obtained the permits?
Oh, there's no permit requested as yet. We're still in the planning stages.
Okay.
So she has an existing mobile home on the property. And so we're not attempting to get a permit until we know what we can build, which is the purpose of why I'm here, seeing what the possible footprint would be.
Okay.
For the home.
Are the
correct variances aren't on the application.
On the front page,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And just so you know, the front yard setback is 5 feet, the sides are 10, and the rear is 20 feet. Okay.
For Cape Windsor?
Yes. For the county. It's 5 foot front, 10 sides, 20 rear.
Right. No, I'm well aware of those. And in Cape Windsor, I have some documents that indicate that, and they're conflicting, unfortunately, that show something that would be less than that, in particular 10 feet and 5 feet on the side setbacks.
We go by the county.
Pardon me?
We go by the county.
Does it matter that a large quantity of the homes have 5 feet and 15 feet?
Doesn't seem to be anymore.
And I think there's been variances granted for that setback.
Well, probably so they can be 5 feet, yes.
I'm hard of hearing, I'm sorry.
So they can be 5 feet. They'd have variances for that somehow.
Right.
But they have to be 10 without a variance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm requesting 5 and 15, basically, which is what the various variances listed there are based on.
These variance requests, they include all steps, decks, air conditioning units.
What was the first part of the question?
Variance request that you're making. That includes setbacks for all steps, decking, air conditioning units, utility tanks.
That's where the overhang, the footprint of the house, and no decks are included in that. No stairs are included in that. So basically, the envelope from the overhangs down would fit into that footprint. Mm-hmm. I have a set of steps to the front of the home by the road, would have to either come towards the front into that, the front five, and it's a 5-foot setback, I think, from the road, yeah. From the property line. Mm-hmm. And I could go to the side, but one or the other would require a variance.
Well, and the reason I ask that question is that if these variances are approved, without the variances, those items are allowed to encroach certain distances. For example, first floor decks could encroach 5 feet into the setback. HVAC equipment steps can encroach 3 feet. But any further encroachment would require you to come back before the board again. That's why I ask you that. Also, I have a question on your height. I see you're proposing a 3-story dwelling. Is that correct?
Yes.
You'd be able to meet the height setback requirement or the height requirement?
42? No. The house would be less than 42 feet.
Okay. So you'd be able to meet that.
So just to be sure, the HVAC...
can encroach into the 10 feet.
I understand.
10-foot setback, 3 feet.
Right.
However, if we approve a variance, then it can encroach no further than what the variance allows. So if you get a variance, say, for 5 feet, then that's as far as you can go with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have another 3 feet for the air conditioner, or another 3 feet for steps, or another 5 feet for decking.
So just to be sure I understand, so if you approve the variance for 10 and 5, and what you just said is that HVAC, shower, steps have to be within that envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep, I understand that.
What variance are you asking for this 10 feet 5? I see a 3.7-foot variance, 4.5-foot variance, 1-foot variance, and 8.2-foot variance.
Those are based on, as I said, some confusion about what the possible variance is in Cape Windsor versus the county.
Okay.
So if it's possible, I can just summarize those variances verbally. And if we get a variance of the 10 and 5 feet on the sides.
Well, I guess it would be easier for you to tell us how far you'd like to be from each property line. Then we can tell you what variance you would need.
Great. So 10 feet and 5 feet on each side. It would be 5 feet on the left side of the home, facing the home.
It's 5-foot variance.
And 10 feet on the right side of the home.
And that's within the setback.
That's within the setback.
So you need one variance on one side.
Okay.
Now your front and rear. Keep in mind your front is on the lagoon.
Yes, but the survey that's submitted, he needs variances for both sides.
Okay. For both?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So, okay.
You have the survey there?
Mm-hmm.
He needs it all the way around.
It'd be 9 feet, not 10.
Correct.
Gotcha.
For the steps
right.
To the side.
Right. Okay. And you're going to be, but instead of 5 feet five from one side, you're now saying it's going to be 5 feet.
On the side?
The north side.
Mm-hmm.
The north,
right.
The north side. You're telling us that you would like for that building to be 5 feet from that line.
Right.
Side.
From that side line, yes.
Right.
The north side.
Yeah, that's a five.
Okay.
That's the left. That's the north.
The
10 is the south.
On your survey, it says 5.5 feet.
It's five is what we need.
Okay.
Okay.
And the south is 10. And then the front I requested...
Okay, no, wait, let's go back to the south. The survey says 9 feet. You're telling us now 10, you'll meet the setback.
Yes.
Okay.
South side now.
Okay, east, which is the front.
Right, we need 11 foot 8.
11 feet 8.
And that was another I got from written information and anecdotal that I was told by someone who got a variance that she was able to get the front or east side setback not from the furthermost point of the bulkhead, which I see in their covenants, but rather the furthest most point of the piling on the dock.
We're going by the surveyor.
Right.
Okay.
He says you're going to be 11 and 20.
So if we have 11 foot, if we have 11 foot 8.
Okay. So that's an 8 foot 2 because that setback requirement is 20 feet.
Right.
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. And now the west side, which is your rear side.
We need to come into the front setback.
Rear. That's the rear setback. Even though it's on the road, it's considered a rear setback, and it's a 5 foot requirement. And you want to encroach that?
I need 4 feet for the steps that are going there.
Okay, you have your survey shows it would be 1.3 feet from the property line?
5.3. We've changed the plan in the front a little bit. So if it's 4 feet, those steps will fit into the setback.
Steps are 5.3 feet from the property line. They will meet the setback.
Okay.
Is that what you're telling us?
It's not. It's 5 foot. It's not from the property line. It's 5'3" in distance. So I need a 4 foot encroachment into the front setback for the steps.
3.7 feet or
correct.
4 feet.
Okay. 3.7.
3.7 feet
for the front.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the front.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Mr. Picard, have you talked to anybody from ECI about the placement of the dwelling according to their survey?
ECI?
Yeah. The guys that did the survey.
Yes.
And you understand if you know we're the board takes your word for this, if you're wrong on any of these, you're not going to get a CO. You have to come back.
I understand that.
Another $400 and we're going to do this all over again.
Right. Well,
it just sounds to me like you're a little unsure about how this is going to sit on a lot that's been surveyed by somebody you haven't even talked to.
No, I hired him. He was not willing to look at what some of the Cape Windsor differences are, but I'm working with a manufacturer to make this property, so I'm sure with these setbacks, the home for the owner will be what she wants, as we just talked about and I agreed to.
Now, that pretty much, at least according to the drawing, addresses all your steps, decking,
right.
What have you. HVAC equipment, utility tanks, if you have gas, natural or propane or whatever, they all have to stay in that setback as well.
Right.
Just want to make sure you understand that.
Right now it's all electric, but and I know that if she chooses to do propane, I'd have to come back here and get a variance.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Done.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. There is a letter in favor of. For this application from a Jeffrey Moore.
I'm sorry?
From Jeff Moore
in
favor of. Apologize for that.
All right, thank you. Okay. Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion. Thank you.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10635 as requested, as I don't believe it alters central character of the neighborhood. We have granted several light variances in the Cape Windsor as they are very small lots.
Dan, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
You have a motion, excuse me, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10635. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.